face it. Your toddler is gifted. You know it, and it's only a matter of time before the world recognizes what a special, exceptionally smart, overwhelmingly good-looking human being you've pushed out of your miracle hole. Shouldn't your baby's feces smell just as special? Introducing Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink Colon Freshening System. Step 1. Scrub the outer anus vigorously with the included wire bristle brush. Step 2. Use the Mommy My Shit Don't Stink pre-moistened towelette to wipe up any excess external blood. Step 3. Choose one of the bundled anal fragrance oils, Raspberry Delight, Mint Chocolate Peanut Butter, or Juniper Breeze, and dilute the solution with a cup of water, 2 cups of any brand of 10W30 motor oil, and a teaspoon of brown sugar. Mmm, smells good, huh? Step 4. Pour the mixture into the supplied flavor injector. Step 5. Insert the injector into the anus no more than 3 inches and press down on the plunger. Step 6. Choose any one of the 6 sizes of Mommy My Shit Don't Stink cork stoppers and press firmly into your baby's rectum. This prevents any anal leakage of the fragrance mixture. Step 7. Wait 15 minutes before proceeding. If foaming of the rectum occurs around the edges of the cork stopper, consult a physician immediately. Step 8. After 15 minutes, place child in bathtub and remove the cork stopper. Step 9. Press firmly on the child's abdomen repeatedly. This will help squeeze out fecal buildup in any leftover fragrance solution. Step 10. To help maintain fresh-smelling feces, don't forget to give your child Aromaturd chewable tablets during every meal. For maximum results, ingest 1 chewable tablet per 2 bites of food. That's it!
Mmm, did someone light some incense?
No, that's just my baby. He did a number 2.
Yeah, but it smells like juniper.
That's right. That's because my baby shit don't stink.
Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink, by the makers of Mommy, I Can Shit Diamonds, another fine product from Jagoon.
Hey, freaks, it is Wednesday, October 6th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, a motel hoe gets carved, plus proving you're not a pedophile by breaking the law, and seriously, officer, that belt wasn't meant for his face. All of this was your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, I am back. I am ready to start a new program here for you. And by ready, I mean I am nude and I have been greased up. I am shiny. My asshole has been shaved. It's glistening in the studio lights. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've got a great program here for you today. Strip Club DJ sent in a very interesting clip from a television show on the True Network, True TV. It's called Ma's Roadhouse. Apparently, Ma is a distant relative to Cheryl Murkowski. I shit you not. Now, for those of you who may be new to Distorted View and don't know what Cheryl sounds like, because we haven't really featured her recently, here is Cheryl Murkowski reading a Craigslist ad.
Real ass dude, no BS, man for woman, 23, coming, no pun intended. Okay, I have a very big dick and I don't come quick. I wash my motherfucking ass all the time and I smell good than a motherfucker. I have my own everything, so don't bother to ask. I ain't no damn lame. I only like attractive women. Sorry to you ugly bitches, but the next ad posted is probably an ugly nigga. Go bother him. I'm down for whatever you down for. If you need me to decide for you, that's cool too. Hit me up soon, man. And please have all your damn teeth. Or at least the ones in the front row. I know it's Halloween, but damn, come on, baby. Don't do like that.
Don't do me this away.
Okay. Oh, by the way, all of that was in caps. All caps. Okay.
So that's Cheryl Murkowski, and I love her. She's a friend of the program. She has her own podcast over at whorehole.org. Now let's take a listen to Ma from Ma's Roadhouse.
Today, can you abstain from drinking for 10 minutes or something?
Yeah, the reason why I guess this is her son. Her son needs her to abstain from drinking is that she's going to learn how to drive today. So it'd be a good idea that you're not, you know, fucking blitzed out of your mind.
Today, can you...
On Natty Light, or whatever the fuck she's drinking. Pabst.
Today, can you abstain from drinking for 10 minutes or something?
My name is Chad. I work with 123 Driving School.
This is my mother.
How are you, Miss Fairless?
That's Chad.
Chad Henry. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Chuck.
She's 71 years old. She's sharp.
Ricky, why do you have to tell people that?
You know what I mean.
It pisses me off to start with.
See what I mean? Kind of sounds like Cheryl. It pisses me off.
Are you ready?
Honey.
It's Chad.
I don't need this.
Well, how about we look at it that everybody wants you to be a safe driver?
Perfect.
This little nerd. Nice guy, but total nerd.
She's not going to strike you, I don't think, but she may cut you, okay?
Ricky.
Good luck, good luck.
Okay, what you got there?
My beer.
You know you can't drive with beer in the car.
Give me that.
She is a handful. So we're going to put two hands up there.
Wait, Chad, I drive better with lipstick on.
Yeah, she's putting lipstick on. I'm sorry.
Lipstick.
Well, it's always important to look good. They want you to keep your hands on the outside of the wheel. There you go.
I washed my vagina before I got in the car.
There you go.
That's not how I do.
No, you gotta stay to the right.
I am. I got it.
There we go. Whoa, you gotta turn the lane closest to you.
I forgot.
She's only had, like, what, 60 years of driving experience. She should know this stuff. All right, so there you go. Just a little bit from Ma's Roadhouse. Moving on, Nard sent in some new gay porn. Nard, of course, is the host of some bear podcast, so he sends in funny, funny hairy fat men having sex, and I appreciate that. Here is just that. A couple of big dudes banging each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, two cheeseburgers.
All right, so it starts off pretty normal. Just a guy, you know, fucking another dude.
Take what you need.
What a weird thing to say when you're fucking someone. When some guy is bouncing up and down on your dick and you say, just take what you need. Let's not be greedy here. You don't get my whole dick. Someone's eyes are bigger than their asshole.
Take what you need, fucker.
Take what you need? I don't understand that.
Take what you need, fucker.
Look, if you need all 7 inches, that's fine. Go for it. But if you can get by with just, you know, 2 or 3 inches in your asshole, then, you know, save a little for some, you know, someone else.
Tell them what you want, boy.
I want you to fucking fuck my hole till you come. Yeah, I'm fucking coming.
People sound so funny when they're having sex.
I want you fucking dick. I want you fucking fuck my hole till you come.
Fuck my fucking hole.
Yeah, I'm fucking coming.
I don't even know what he's saying there. The bullshit. All right, let me fast forward to the cum shot here. Now, the guy who's doing the fucking does not cum in this clip. However, the guy who's getting plowed does. Here we go. We're ramping up. Room chicka 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 chicka. Room chicka 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 chicka.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, come
do
on,
it.
Buddy.
There it is.
Yeah,
I think he's been injured. Big theatrical production. I'm sorry, but if orgasming makes you sound like that, I would never want to orgasm. This sounds like too much trouble. Okay. We're done now, right? No. Nope. Okay. I think there's some residual grunts there, but that's pretty much it.
a massive orgasm from that burly, hairy man. The long, scraggly beard. Thank you very much, Nard, for that. Moving on. Recently on the program, we were talking about Craigslist ads, and I suggested that you guys log on to Craigslist, find your city, and look up some Recoculus personal ads. And I got one here from Thunder Bay, so I'm assuming this is like Scotia or something who emailed me. There's, I think, two listeners. Scotia and I think her partner listened to the program. So one of those people sent this in, I think. But I kind of have the idea maybe we should make this a contest where you find the most ridiculous or offensive or gross Craigslist ad from your city. You send it in to me. And then the winner, whoever has the best Craigslist ad from their city, will win a prize. We've given away Xboxes and Nintendo Wiis and Nintendo DSs and that Chumby thing. And so if you guys have any ideas for prizes, I'm always looking for, you know, new good prize ideas. So you can send that your ideas along with me. But yeah, look for some funny Craigslist personal ads from your city. Send them in to me and you may win a prize. Here are some from Thunder Bay. Built by guy with a small baby dick looking for some safe fun. 32. Tall, good-looking white guy, small 4-inch uncut cock, really horny and looking to have some hot, safe, clean fun. Prefer guys around my age, love to compare my little dink to your man cock, have you tease me about it while we stroke and get off. If you have a small dick too, that would be hot to rub our boy dinks together. Cheers, boy dink. All right, so that was a man for man, I guess. I'm not gonna lie, 20. Okay, so I'm a chubby sissy male looking for someone to use me, but I really... Their spelling of really is fantastic. R-E-L-E. But I really want to be taken by a dog. All right! Very specific. I'm a virgin in my back end, and I want my first time to be with a dog. I swallow and will do almost anything. No scat or blood, of course. Or water sports. Be what? Or water sport? Water? Okay, water SP. So I'm assuming that's water sport. Space BE space USEORTS. I don't know what the fuck that means. Water sports. Will not swallow pee, but will be okay with being peed on. Okay. Love to be used and abused and smacked a bit. I'm a slut and love cock, fake or real. What? Please be clean and disease and drug free and be able to host. All right, that's from the casual encounter section. And finally, this is a short one. This is a woman looking for a man. She's 50. Horny woman wants to watch him masturbate while parked in front of my house. Not interested in meeting, just pull up, jerk it, and leave. I will watch you from the window. Very interesting ads coming from Thunder Bay. If you think you can top that, go to your local city on Craigslist, find some just stupid ads, and send them along to me, show at distortedview.com. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, epic news right now. God, my voice is annoying. I'm screeching like a fool today. Like Dino from the Flintstones. All right. Yes, if you are not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Best way to support the program, just go to superfreaksideshow.com. You just sign up through PayPal. It's very easy. You'll get your username and password sent to you, and then you can access every single episode of DV that we've done. Plus, every week we do new episodes, extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, all that sort of good stuff. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com, so you don't miss a thing. You can grab yesterday's extended show. And, of course, tomorrow's program will be exclusive. So if you want to hear that, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, how far would you go to prove that you're not a pedophile? I mean, if someone accuses you of pedophilia, how do you refute those claims? Smell my breath. Does it smell like cock mixed with a little baby powder? No? All right, then. Leave me the fuck alone. I don't know what baby cocks really smell like. I'm guessing it's, you know... There's probably a baby powdery scent to it. I don't know. All right, an ex-bank robber friend of the Cray twins, I don't know who they are, returned to crime at the age of 74, all in a bizarre bid to prove that he is not a pedophile. John Searle, 74. You know what? I had a teacher in the first grade. Her name was Mrs. Searle or Squirrel or something. And, I believe she was a substitute teacher. Or maybe my teacher went out for a few months because she was pregnant. I don't remember how it worked, but I had this teacher, first grade, Mrs. Swirl or something. And I was always a messy kid. And back then, I don't know how it works now in elementary schools, but we had these flip-top desks, right? So the top of the desk would flip open, and you'd have, like, the bottom of the desk was just a big drawer you could keep all your papers and books and everything in, right? And, of course, I would always just it was just a mess, just papers everywhere, and I could never find anything. And she wanted my homework, I guess, and I couldn't find it in my messy desk. And you know what the bitch did? She flipped my desk over Hulk style. Like, she's like, ah, Swirl, angry. And she picked up my desk and threw it on the ground. And then she picked up the legs and shook everything out of my desk. And she said, clean it up! But before I could do that, she had me stand in the corner. So my messy desk was on the floor. She's angry, Hulk, smash! And I had to stand in the corner for like 10 minutes. And then when I was done, she pointed at me and she goes, sit down and clean it up! Like, first grade! That shit traumatizes you. This is why I hate anyone with authority. What does this have to do with a pedophile? I don't know. I think she touched me as a kid. John Searle, 74, befriended the infamous East End gangsters. I don't know who they are either. When he was jailed for a string of robberies in the late 1950s. But the pensioner, who lived in sheltered accommodations, resorted to crime after false rumors circulated that he had served an 8-year sentence for child sex offenses. Sheffield Magistrates Court heard that he deliberately smashed 2 windows in a house in Hillsborough so he would be charged and then his criminal record could be read out in open court. Karen Moxon-Smith, defending, told magistrate that Searle smashed the windows at the house of Graham Knapp on September 20th in response to the rumors of a conviction for sex offenses. His aim was for the matter to come to court so he could show for the record that he had no such convictions. She told District Judge Tony Brown, he has a heavy record and has served time in prison, but there's nothing related to sex offenses. He was so upset by the allegations, he thought this was the best way to clear his name, turning to crime. Yes, it's a foolproof idea. All right, Searle told the court, spreading rumors like this is the worst crime in the world. I wouldn't say it's the worst. Murder's got to be up there. People think there's no smoke without fire. I asked the police to inform my accusers of my record, but they wouldn't even reveal it to me. And I committed the goddamn crimes. This was the only way for it to be made public to confirm I'm no pedophile. Judge Brown handed Searle a conditioned discharge. Sounds kinky. And ordered him to pay Mr. Knapp £394 compensation and $85 in costs. He added, whatever your differences, I don't want any repetition. After the hearing, Searle said he had served 13 years, 8 months of a 36-year sentence for 6 robberies in discharging a firearm while being arrested. He moved to Sheffield 10 years ago following the death of his wife. Searle, who claims to have turned down 6-figure sums in the past to tell his story, said, the craze gave me the nickname Iceman because I never lose my temper. I just act. But it's gotten me into a lot of trouble. That trouble, for the record, does not include me sticking my tongue in a toddler's asshole or anything like that. Alright, so there you go. Second story we have for you today. Story comes from Kansas City. I'm not entirely sure which state that's in. I'm 85% sure it's in Kansas, but don't quote me on that. Kansas City police are investigating an attack on a 22-year-old woman at a motel over the weekend that left her with the word ho cut into her chest. Well, she was at a motel. The woman told police she met a man on a phone chat line Saturday. All right, it kind of does sound like she's a hoe. And took her to the Crown Lodge Motel. Uh-huh. That's hoe-like behavior. They drank alcohol. Mm-hmm. And she performed oral sex on the man. Okay. I mean, this is a pretty open and shut case, right? But he wanted intercourse. She refused. They argued, and the man left at about 7 p.m. with the room key. The woman continued to drink the rest of the bottle and passed out at about 3 a.m. on Sunday. No use letting this room go to waste! She told police she remembered seeing a box cutter in the room. Red flag, red flag! Sometime after 4 a.m., she woke up groggy and saw a man in the room pacing and calling her a hoe. A slang term for a whore. I love the news. She said she didn't recognize the man and didn't think it was the man who had brought her to the motel. She fell back asleep and awoke at not... What? So she sees this crazy man calling her a hoe, and then she just goes back to sleep. Don't forget to lock the door on your way out. She fell back asleep and awoke at 9 a.m. feeling pain to her face and chest. She had a large bump on her forehead and cheek and a large scratch on the other side of her face. The word hoe, which is a slang term for whore, remember, had been etched into her chest near her sternum. The box cutter was gone. The victim's leggings and shirt were also torn. The victim wasn't sure if she had been raped. Police were waiting for lab results. So there you go. Speaking of phone chat lines, I gotta call that gay party line again on the show. Those were great. The people leaving messages and stuff. My favorite was the guy who worked at a funeral parlor who loved to sniff dead soldiers as they came in to be laid to rest or whatever. So weird. And he likes to read letters that were written by them that they may have had in their pockets still. It's just really weird stuff like that. By the way, I was trying to find a sound clip of some of those gay party line ads, which I couldn't find. So I used the Windows search function and typed in gay. And what popped up, my Internet Explorer popped up, or Chrome or whatever it is, popped up with the website Gay Dating Free Gay Scat. I don't know what... Why? Oh, it's the Scat and Raunch message board, which I had apparently used for the show. I didn't use it in my personal life, that's for goddamn sure. Just weird how sometimes those things pop up. Like, I haven't been to a scat site in ages. I'm pretty sure I've cleaned out my cache and history and stuff. There's probably a lot of incriminating shit on my computer that I will never be able to get rid of. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Youngstown, I think Youngstown, Ohio. A Youngstown woman claims the beating of a 9-year-old boy she was babysitting was an accident because the boy squirmed as he was being disciplined. What? Gail Lee Shaw, 41, was ordered to stand trial on charges of simple assault, plus endangering the welfare of children and harassment when she appeared yesterday for a preliminary hearing before Unity District Judge Michael Mahady. The boy's grandmother, who had temporary custody of him at the time of the July 30th incident, testified that he was supposed to go on vacation with Schaff before the beating occurred. 2 days before the incident, the grandmother said Schaff picked the boy up at her home. A couple of days later, the grandmother said she received a call from her daughter, the boy's mom, saying Schaff told her she had to discipline the boy. Uh-huh. The grandmother said she went to pick the boy up and could see the marks on his face from a distance. There was a huge mark on his face, the grandma said, adding that the mark resembled a belt with the stitching and shape visible. Holy shit. It was red, red and wide. It went around his neck and over his ear. I still don't quite understand the girl's defense here. Like, she had a belt, she was swinging it, but she didn't mean to hit him. He just squirmed and got in the way. The grandmother added that after she took him to the doctor put him on a robe, and you could actually see the strap marks on his back several times. State police investigator Eric Mamau said in an interview with Schaff that she said she was disciplining the boy after he ran away from her residence and locked her out of the house shortly afterward. Well, that would piss me off, too. Mamau said Schaff told him that the punishment was to be 5 hits on his ass with a belt, but the boy received injuries to the face and back after he squirmed while receiving the punishment. Well, that was the child's fault. I agree. This was obviously not intentional, said Emily Smarto, Schaff's attorney. It was a form of discipline, and though no fault of hers, that the boy squirmed. Schaff's arraignment... Well, yeah, I mean, she's totally innocent in this case. Schaff's arraignment is set for November 24th, so there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of cha. All right, freaks, this is your time to shine, and let me know what's happening in your world, because I'm very interested. Kind of.
Don't put your dick in my ass.
Don't put your porn on my vanity!
Timmy Boo Henson, I think Daniel Tosh from Tosh.0 is a fucking freak. You wanna know why?
Why?
He played that turtle fucking another turtle.
Yeah, he's played a lot. I mean, you know, these are clips that are at various stages of popularity, you know what I mean? So, like, some of these, I mean, stuff that I play, you know, is popular. So, I wouldn't say anyone's stealing anything, but yeah, I mean, I featured a lot of that stuff years ago, and he's featuring now.
Hey, Tim, don't have Sean here.
I'm just saying I got to the punch first.
Hey, Tim.
Which makes me better than him.
Hey, Tim, don't have Sean here. You asked for it, you got it. Oh, Tim. Oh, Tim, fuck me.
Oh, oh no, Tim. That's not good.
Tim.
Bad.
Oh, oh.
All right. Yeah, someone called in asking, wanting to play Fuck, Kill, Marry, and one of the selections was Tone Deaf Sean, and I said, well, obviously, I would like to have sex with Tone Deaf Sean just because of his voice. I would like to hear what he sounds like when he's,
Tim, fuck me!
When he's, having
Tim.
Sex. There it is.
Tim!
Thank you. All right, moving on.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Nard.
Yes, Nard, thank you so much for the clip today, my friend.
I was listening to one of your episodes last week about the Bible.
Nard, what national, like, where are you from? I can't, what is that accent?
Bibles and the rap song. And yes. The guy was singing, I like big Bibles and I cannot lie.
Yeah, yeah.
That really pissed me off. It is really a terrible song, and you've played a lot of offensive songs. And I find that most offensive, so
really,
fuck, so please don't play that again.
No, I won't. It was awful. It was an awful, awful song.
Hey, white man. This is the brown man speaking again.
Hello, brown
and
man.
I learned
like,
a nice...
What type of brown man are you? Are you one of those Arabs?
...song today, which
Guatemala
I think you would really appreciate. And maybe you could even play during your show, like during certain scenes that you would play the audio for. Right, so... Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my private square. R-A-P-E. Get your penis out of me. That's rape. That's rape.
Is that a real song? I like it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, Timmy Boo. I think the R-A-P-E. Get your penis out of me. That's rape. I think that's the best.
High school cheerleaders should be singing that at, like, pep rallies and stuff.
Hey, Tim. It's Joseph from Ohio.
Yes.
Love your show. Keep doing good work. Bye.
Look at that. He punched in, punched out. Very quick. 8 seconds. Boom.
Hey, Timmy. It's the high-flying Kiwi here. I'm
Hello.
One of your New Zealand listeners.
Ah, yes, very good.
Down in the deep south of New Zealand.
I love Flight of the Conchords.
I'm sitting in the caravan out at my vineyard.
Only type of New Zealand-ish reference I could come up with.
Pissing down like fuck. And on the way out here... Guess what I did in my car? Yes, I hydroplaned.
Oh, hydroplaned, yes.
Not the best idea to drive.
You know, that happened in like 2005 or 2006, and people still remember that crap. Me hydroplaning and taping it. Almost died before you people.
Hey, Tim, it's me, Alex. I just had a freak moment / nerd moment. I just found out I've been doing really well in all my classes.
Good for you.
What I said out loud to myself was...
One of the rare instances of a smart freak.
Good news, everyone. I'm doing fucking fantastic. As soon as I said that, I'm like, I just thought of the professor from Futurama putting his little finger
in his dick hole.
In his dick hole.
Yes, of course.
Oh my god, Tim.
Yeah.
I was just listening to your fucking show where you admitted to liking Inuyasha. And then
yes.
You spoke like about not, embarrassing yourself anymore.
Right.
I'm sorry, Tim. Inuyasha is majorly enjoyed by high school fat chicks and nerds. So, I mean, it doesn't really get more fucking embarrassing than admitting to liking.
Is that who likes Inuyasha? Fat
Inuyasha.
High school girls?
Okay, later, honey.
That's about right for me, huh?
Hello, Timothy James Henson. It is I, Steve-O from Fresco.
Hi, Steve-O.
You know, I really don't have a cool name. Like everybody else
no.
does. So I'm going to go with Hoffa's Ghost because that would be kind of awesome.
Okay. Not really a reference to anything on my program, but just good.
I finally started getting caught up in some of the shows, and I'm up to about June now because I stopped listening when the company I worked for.
That's Glenn Miller's least favorite month, June.
500 Company specifically went bankrupt and ran out of money. So since the only time I could listen to the shows was at work, I suppose. I had to take a little break. But
that's okay.
Hopefully I'll get caught up quick enough.
Because you don't have a computer or internet connection at home. Jesus Christ, people.
Hey,
you don't have to have iTunes to listen to the show either. You can just download them from the website. Or use any number of podcatchers out there.
Hey, Tim. It's Cypher Freak Mandy from California. Hey, I wanted to tell you that I used the Adam and Eve Super Freak.
Good!
Thing. to order a nice double-ended dildo for me and my girlfriend.
Aww.
Thanks, Sam. I'll thank you.
I see. Bye. Adam and Eve is great because they've got products that you can use with your partner. Like this broad bought a double-ended dildo for her and her lesbian lava. So if you'd like to save 50% off, you know, any number of sex toys, including double-ended dildos, go to adamandeve.com. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout, and you'll get free shipping. That'll save you some scratch right there. But then you're going to get 50% off and a bunch of free gifts. They are a great sponsor of Sextastic Tuesday, and I love them with all of my heart. And all of my heart on. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, I did okay.
I drive better with lipstick on.
Spread the distortion. It is our campaign called STD. Infect your friends. Yes, tell everyone you know about the show, because that's really the only way we're going to get new listeners. Search out like-minded freaks, tell them about Distorted View, and don't forget to leave us a review and rate us on iTunes. Sign up for the sideshow right now, because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
This sauce is good.